Sam Hunt here on the Foothills' favorite country, Kix 103.3. Big Daddy Dave, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on your Friday morning. Time for another Kix morning chat. And joining us this morning from Amorim, we have Michelle Gibbs and Chuck Crisp. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you in this morning. And we want to talk about, because Amorim is just continuing to grow, there's some job opportunities with Amorim.
It is. And I know in the past, Dave, we've talked a little bit about what services that we offer through hospice and palliative care. And today we're shifting gears a little bit and talking about what opportunities we have for employment at Amorim. And so we continue to grow. We do serve a 12-county area, and we are looking at actively recruiting nurses and certified nursing assistants. And, of course, in our high country area, we are growing there and have the opportunity for employment through our new patient care unit that's open.
That's right. We were talking about that just a few weeks ago, and that's a wonderful addition to the high country. Like we were saying off air, you've been serving them for a while, but now you've got a place where you can serve your patients.
We do, and we're very, very blessed and fortunate to have the community that has supported to have this patient care unit, come to fruition. I think we've been fortunate to have a couple firsts at Amorim, where we had the first inpatient care unit ever built in North Carolina in Lenoir, and now we have the first inpatient care unit now in the high country.
That is a wonderful thing to have for those that need your services. And Michelle, what types of jobs are available for folks that may be interested?
We actually, Dave, have openings for nurses. We have openings for our CNAs, our dietary and housekeeping. We're looking for folks who want to provide holistic care to patients and their families. We want to meet their physical needs, their psychosocial needs, their spiritual and emotional needs. So if you have a heart to serve and you have a love for patients and their families, then you're going to be a perfect fit for us.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
And what type of experience are you looking for some of these positions?
We're looking for RNs, LPNs who may have had some home care experience, because, of course, we are going to be serving these patients where they live. We may be going into their homes, their facilities. We're going to provide that direct patient care, make those emotional support visits if you are a social worker serving our patients, and then just taking care of those daily needs of bathing, tidying the patient up and getting them ready for their day.
Yeah, it's really important to have those types of folks that, like you said, just have that heart for caring and taking care of people. So if there are, maybe some folks out there, they're looking to make a change and do something like this, how do they get a hold of you? How does the process work for them?
Sure. So we do have a website, Dave, that you can actually go on. It is www.amorimsupport.org, and you can look on the careers that are available in the different areas that we have. Of course, you can always call us, and our number is 828-754-0101, and our staff will get you to the right department depending on what you're looking for.
Wonderful. Yeah, you need folks with big hearts that are ready to jump in and help out. Is there anything else you want to share this morning, you guys?
Yeah, we welcome the opportunity for anybody that's interested in our services. We have a wonderful mission. This is a difficult time for these patients and families, and often, we're looking at end-of-life situations, but if you're someone with a caring heart and a willingness to want to go and help and you get satisfaction out of that, then certainly we would love to have the opportunity to speak to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we appreciate your time coming in and letting people know about this opportunity. They just need to reach out and become part of a really important and much-needed family there at Amorim.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much to both Michelle and Chuck joining us this morning for our Kix Morning Chat.